Do I have my own theme song? You damn right I do. Do I have audio attached every season? You damn right I do. Am I wearing the L chain? You damn right I am.
Well, hold on a second. You have your own theme song?
You damn right I do, Evan. And I'm going to teach you a little something about AI, kiddo.
Yeah? What are you going to teach me?
What a song should sound like, okay? You ready?
Yes!
A little rocky, a little country. Let's go, Tom.
Giants hit the ground, can't turn it around. Remember that season when hope turned to dust? Another year of watching dreams combust. Number five on the list, such an awful sight. Fumbles and stumbles every single night. Crowds were roaring, but not for cheers. Just another season of bitter tears. Sink or this stink or shots taking us down. Every bad season when the Giants were clowned. From 5-1, we've seen it all. In the hall of shame where our hopes did fall. Number four's a nightmare we couldn't wake. Every snapping pass was a giant mistake. Loss after loss, hearts growing numb. Like a ship sinking with a silent hum.
Yeah. And now visually, you know, the idea there is a Connor Mungie, the old Monday Night Football song. We'd have two Giants helmets smashing against each other at the conclusion there to give you the Cinco de Stinko.
You know what? I got to hand it to you, bro. I mean, I got to. After all these months of me being the guy with the songs, you may have come up with the best one.
There's no doubt I did. Of course, there's no doubt I did. And I think I've come up with the best indisputable list, too, of the five worst Giants seasons of all time. You're going to remember plenty of them, by the way. Newsflash.
Let's go, baby. I'm excited.
All right. Here we go. Tommy, the quick clip here with my number five worst season.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
I dare you. No game clip needed. The 6-10 2023 Giants, which I think now, after this season this past week, forever supplement or announce the Tommy DeVito season. Ultimately, we got that season off of a playoff year, and ultimately, we didn't get Jaden Daniels because of Tommy DeVito winning games. This season is absolutely on my top five list. Last year, that is, number five all-time for me.
Wow. And think about it. So with my list yesterday, I included last year as well at number five. So
I didn't even put that together. Okay.
It shows you how bad recent time has been that one of your five worst seasons and one of my five worst seasons occurred in the same year, and that was last year.
Yep. All right, so without further ado, we're going to go to number four. And I got to be honest, before I get to number four, biggest issue with the team, the running back stunk. But here we go.
Joe Horn, and he pulls up the protective coating. Uh-oh. There's a new one.
He's got his own phone.
He hit his phone.
Forget that. Yes.
The 2003 New York Giants. Three seasons removed from winning the NFC. One season removed from a crazy run to the playoffs and that horrible collapse versus the 49ers. The Giants went out and started a year 4-4. Do you know who their last win was on that 4-4 campaign, Evan?
Yeah, it was the Jets.
Yep. The Jets.
That was my year, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the one I had to make sure was in the list.
I mentioned the running back being a big issue on that
team. That was terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, what was the starting line for our New Orleans Saints game?
Well, Jeff Hatch played right tackle.
And he was crying in the middle of the game.
Okay.
And then Ian Allen.
Yeah, bad team. So much so that we were laughed at where Joe Horn could hide an old flip phone in the goalpost. So 2003, by the way, the caveat why this is only at four, it did lead to the number four overall pick, which of course did lead to Eli Manning. And of course, the Tom Coughlin era would begin after this.
I'm definitely big on what it led to. It's like I ask Red Sox fans, if Red Sox fans are making a list of the worst losses in their history, where's the Aaron Boone home run when you know what it leads to? It leads to the following year, there's a brand new manager, and you beat the Yankees, and you win the World Series, and you break the curse. So sometimes what happens next eases the pain of what actually did happen.
And before I kind of give away what's one, two, and three, I will tell you, there is a season not on this list because of that mindset, Evan,
right.
And that is the 2010 Giants with DeSean Jackson, because it ultimately fueled their whole run to 2011.
Well, real quick, before you continue, what were you thinking, Tiki? When Joe Horn took that cell phone out.
I was hardly paying attention.
Okay. Now, did you like find out more after the game? Like,
yeah, that it was kind of a big deal in the locker room type of thing because it was the officials, not the officials, but like our team people were talking about it. And so not the players, like the equipment guys and everybody was talking about it. And so we're like, oh. I mean, some of us respected it. Some of us were like, that just shows you how bad we were. We knew we were bad.
Right.
Like you may not remember that season, but that was the year that Jim Fossil got fired.
Right.
But he stayed on as the head coach. And so imagine going to work every day and you know that your coach is not going to be there. And you know, because Wellington Mara basically told us, that a third of our team is also not going to be there. It was not a highly motivated work environment.
And that game, by the time that game happened, that Sunday night game, the Giants were dead. So it wasn't like you're in the middle of a race or anything like
but
that.
But it was just further embarrassing. And we're so old that Joe Horn's son is one of the better players in the NFL now.
Crazy, right?
I know, it's crazy.
That feels like a week ago. Meanwhile, it was 2 decades ago.
Yep,
you know?
Unbelievable. Crazy. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Number three, Loogie.
Tracy to the right of Jones in a shotgun set. Two receivers left. Delayed handoff for Tracy. Not a lot of room. And he fumbled the football, and the Panthers say they have it. They do!
2024, this year, is number three. And that moment, and I love Tyrone Tracy, that was the end of Daniel Jones. That was the end of the era. And the Giants basically were uncompetitive after the bye, after that Carolina game, and we just sat through that, number three.
Think about this, football fans. I had the last 2 years in my top five. You have the last 2 years in your top five. We are living through hell as football fans in New York sports. I mean, that's really the reality that kind of hits me when you think about this year and last year being on your list and this year and last year being on my list. Like, this is, we are living through a hellscape of football.
Well, I mean, this year had to be. You've won three games.
It's the most losses in the history of the Giants.
Exactly.
Okay. Now we get real fun with the next two. All right, let's
get. Yeah, I'm curious where you're going with 2-1 now.
I honestly don't know how anybody argues the next two, but we'll see. Here we go.
At the half. Interesting formation.
I mean, really, you're at the 4-yard line, and you don't feel comfortable enough in your offense to be able to run a traditional play. I mean, I get the first one when you put yourself kind of backed up inside the 1-yard line.
I mean, this is sad.
I mean, that is just a complete lack of confidence in faith of your offense to be able to execute.
This is sad.
I say this with the utmost respect for Chris Myers and Moose Johnson. Mm. They have, because of where they are in the Fox pecking order, called a lot of bad football games. And for them to think that was sad, that is why this is up at number two. It's Joe Judge's final year, the 2021 year. Remember, the Giants had built momentum in that COVID year.
Right.
So much so that the Eagles doing the whole sitting thing screwed them out of the playoffs. I cannot believe what unfolded that year. It started with my fat ass at the Bronco opener. Can't believe Teddy Bridgewater dog walked them to start the year. That was atrocious in 2021.
And it was a give-up play. It was a Costanza. He was trying to get fired. That's why it was sad. It was a give-up.
Just run a play.
Yeah, he quit.
Just turn around and hand the ball off.
That play was a giant middle finger to the Dave Gettleman retirement party going up in a box.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
That play defines a season, fair or not. But sometimes seasons, especially when time goes by, you forget every individual moment, so it kind of gets down to one moment, fair or not. And when I think back to the 2021 Giants, a 4-win year, you're right, they had the momentum of 2020, where the takeaway from 2020 was they got screwed by Doug Peterson and the Eagles. Even though they won 6 games, it was like a positive 6 games.
Yes.
And to then follow it up by getting worse and to have that kind of give-up play be the kind of defining moment of the season, I mean, you're right, 2021 was bad and ultimately cost Joe Judge's job.
Right. It did. Now, speaking of costing people jobs, Evan, you ready for number one?
Yeah.
I think you're going to love the clip for number one. Here we go.
His success in those two games is the only reason that Jerry Reese got a career. He doesn't have a career because of what he's drafted here. He's got a career because he won 2 Super Bowls, won by Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Who went on the road and won all those playoff games. And who won the Super Bowl MVP twice by beating the Patriots. Without that, Jerry Reese is unemployed. Well, none of those guys walk around that room with the swagger that they have. It's built on his back. And you're going to try and tell us that you got a better chance to win any game with Geno Smith over Eli Manning?
Oh, the 2017 Giants, Evan. 11-win season in 2016. They were in the top 10 in Super Bowl odds before 2017.
Yeah.
Ben McAdoo didn't finish the year. Mm. Eli Manning at 2-9 was benched for Geno Smith. In hindsight, maybe the right move, and we didn't want to accept it. Janoris Jenkins quit the team. DRC got into a fight on a plane. And the Giants had to go up there with two wins and play on Thanksgiving night in Washington. That is undeniably, when you combine expectation with what we sat through and pure chaos on a week-to-week basis, the 2017 Giants, for me at 37 years old, is, and I know we have a lot of candidates, the worst season I have ever seen.
So what I was fighting with Sean off air before the show, for me, and we're obviously a similar age, to me it was 2008. I thought that was the best Giants team I ever, in my lifetime. We all know what happened with Plaxico. You lose to the Eagles. And the Giants, I think, were the number one seed that year.
They were coming off of.
So there's a little bit of a honeymoon. But they were smashing teams that year. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, they were just crushing teams. And I'm like, dude, they're gonna go back-to-back here. And then we all know what happened. Now, you want to blame Plax. You want to say they were running out of gas. But to also lose to the Eagles in the playoffs, that was the most disappointing season of my lifetime.
Yeah, it's a different bar, because I totally get what you're saying, Tommy. That year, the Giants were a horse, man. They were awesome. And whether it was the Plaxico shooting himself, I know, Sean, you've argued that that really wasn't the thing that derailed their season.
Yeah, hurt him, but yeah.
Either way, to flame out as quickly as they did, and to flame out to the Eagles as quickly as they did, that season turned into an all-time disappointment, but they won 12 games. You know what I mean? Like, they were a top seed. So it was the early exit that adds to the disappointment. In terms of a full season of just badness, I got to tell you, Sean, I thought you got the list right.
Thank you. Because I
have this document. Why
did I know that Evan, like, fact-checked this? That he had his own...
No.
It's not fact-checking, because honestly, it's how you feel. And sometimes, like, numbers don't back everything up. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what I do possess, Tiki.